Good to meet you, Brandy. Thank you for all your help.
Good morning to all the district board members. We're going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for Chelsea Public Infrastructure Districts numbers 1 and 2 this Wednesday, August 6, 2025, at 11 a.m. The meeting is being held at the office of UORCal in South Jordan, Utah. Let's do a quick roll call today. My name is Tom Jolly, and I'm district counsel. Go
I'm
ahead, Chair
Joe
Brown.
Darger, and I'm the district chair person.
Vicki Kelch, I am the district secretary.
Ryan Kent, Vice Chair and Treasurer.
David Hutchison with CLA.
Just for the record, David is a district accountant.
Brandy Wasson, paralegal to Tom Jolly.
Okay, thanks everybody. We're going to follow our notice and agenda, which was sent out to everybody. We do have a preliminary action item similar to prior meetings. We'd like to combine the meeting for Chelsea Public Infrastructure District number 1 and 2 for efficiency purposes. Are there any questions?
No.
Then, do we have a motion to approve combining and conducting the special meeting for Chelsea Public Infrastructure Districts number 1 and 2?
I move to combine the meetings for Chelsea Public Infrastructure Districts 1 and 2.
I
Make it a
second
two.
that.
So we have the motion made by Vicki Kelch with a second by Joe Darger. All in favor, say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We're now going to move to our consent items. The first one is to approve the draft minutes of the Chelsea Public Infrastructure District's number 1 and 2 board meeting, which was held on May 13th, 2025. The board did receive in its packet the proposed draft minutes of the May 13th, 2025 board meeting. Open it up to see if there are any questions about the minutes.
No question.
No.
No
Okay.
questions.
Since we have no questions, do we have a motion to adopt the minutes of the May 13th, 2025 board meeting?
Yeah, I make a motion that we adopt the minutes from the previous board meeting.
I second.
Yes. We have a motion made by Joe Darger with a second by Vicki Kelch. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Let's move to our second consent agenda item. This is approve and ratify payment applications and reimbursements request made since the last board meeting. As you'll recall, the acquisition and reimbursement agreement requires that it is that the board of trustees approve and ratify payment applications and requisitions made since the last board meeting. So unless there are any questions, we can have a motion to approve and ratify payment of all applications and requisition requests made since the last board meeting on May 23rd, 2025, or May 13th, 2025. And for ease of for the board, you can make the motion by just saying, I make the motion as so stated.
Helpful.
Yeah, I make the
So do we
motion
have
as so stated.
a second? We need a second, Ryan or Vicky.
I'll give in. I'll second that.
Okay. Ryan's been a little ornery today. So we have the motion by Joe Darger with a second by Ryan Kent. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We're going to move to our action items next. First action item is consider accepting the Q2 financial statements for calendar year 25. The board did receive the Q2 financial statements for the districts. We've got David Hutchison here of CLA, and he will go over the Q2 financial statements and answer any questions the board may have.
Thanks, Tom. So starting in the balance sheet, we'll just look here, balances real quick. In the general fund, we have working capital, $72,000, and accounts payable, $1,190. Debt service, we have a total of $2 million, or $71,000, and that's split up between those capitalized interest, bond funds, there's reserves, and surplus on the assessment funds. Capital projects, we have $273 there in the balance. Just as a note, we do see capitalized interest that is sufficient to make the payments on the debt service for the upcoming year, $233,000. And then there's also the bond fund to cover that also. So that we have sufficient funds to cover the next couple of years of those bond payments. And we have the $185,000 there of assessment funds that will be applied against the December 1st payments, along with additional revenues that are received in between that time period. Moving on to the general fund. We have interest income of $1,600. Expenditures, we've had $15,000 of our budgeted $51,000. And looking at these, we're in line with our expectations through midway of the year or under budget on those. So, and that gives us an ending fund balance of $71,033. In the debt service fund, we've had interest income $43,580 and assessment fee revenues of $182,764. Expenditures wise, we've had bond interest payment $176,658, and we've had bond interest of the 2024 A2 bonds of $241,500. And that gives us an ending fund balance of $2,071,700. $3. And the capital projects, we've had interest income $202, and that gives us an ending fund balance of the $273. With that, let me open it up to any questions you guys might have or would like to look at a little more in depth.
I'm okay with it, David. I do have a few questions, but maybe we could call you offline just to drill down on a few of these, not to take everyone's time, but just to get a little more explanation on a few other things. And to be clear, this is through June, right? This is the quarter ending June. So we have had several closings since then. And just, you know, so you know, David, we have a pretty good size closing. Hopefully this week we'll have another 300-something thousand going to the bid.
Special assessment. Okay. Sounds good. That's great news. Okay, yeah, I'll look forward to a call offline then, and we can touch base on anything else there.
Thanks.
Okay, I'll turn it back over to you then, Tom, if no other questions.
Appreciate it, David. If there are no further questions, do we have a motion accepting the Q2 financial statements for the districts?
I move that we accept the Q2 financial statements for calendar year 2025.
Do we have a second?
A second on that.
So we have a motion made by Ryan Kent with a second by Joe Darger. All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We'll move to our second action item, which would be consider adoption of amending the tentative operating capital budget for calendar year 2024 for Chelsea Public Infrastructure District Number 1. And to set a public hearing to take the public comment on the amendment. The board did receive the proposed budget amendment in its packet. I'm going to turn the time over to David Hutchinson to walk the board through the amendment.
Okay, thanks again, Tom. So the adjustments we made were due to some actuals coming in higher than what were originally budgeted in the general fund. And so the state requires that if we have expenditures or transfers out higher than what were originally budgeted, or then we need to amend the budget for that. As we did that, we also amended the other items to be the actuals. So interest income was raised to 4,600. Transfers from other funds are raised to 138,797. Accounting came in higher at 25,359, and legal came in higher at 29,300. Insurance was still within the budget, and there was no miscellaneous, but we kept those in there as budgeted, just as we're going through the audits. If there are any additional items that were captured that would have or happen to have been missed, then that's in there. We wouldn't have to do another budget amendment for that. And so that leaves us a total ending fund balance of the $81,238. So with that, are there any questions or comments or concerns?
No.
No.
All right, I'll turn it back to you then, Tom.
Okay, great. Thanks, David. If there are no further questions on the amendment to the budget, do we have a motion approving the amended tentative budget for Chelsea Public Infrastructure District number one and setting a public hearing to take comment on the budget, amended budget?
I make a motion as stated.
Do we have a second?
I second.
So we have the motion by Joe Darger with a second by Vicki Kelsch. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We're now done with our action items. We'll move to our next thing on the agenda, which is administrative non-action items. I don't really have anything here other than I didn't check our file, but if the board members haven't already done so, please get your annual board training on the Open Meetings Act done and send your certification to Brandy.
I don't remember if I did that now. I thought so, but I'll check.
Okay, and I'll have Brandy look and see if we've received them. Vicki, I thought for some reason we had received yours, but.
Yeah, mine should be done.
Okay, well, Ryan and Joe.
We did get it.
Hey, wait a minute. I did mine within an hour of when I got it.
Months. I remember you got the gold star.
I was gold star pupil that day. I had it done for last
year. Yeah, I owe you lunch next time you're up here, Ryan. You're out of the doghouse.
I want a Tootsie Roll and a gold star now. You chucking me under the bus on the public meeting. I see how that is.
Okay.
I also have one item.
I had a question. We have a summary statement saying past due for $3,300 for the Utah Local Government Trust. That's for general liability. Explain to me where that's coming from. I'm just
sure. That will be general liability insurance. Yeah.
Go ahead, David.
So that will be coming from the general fund expenditures that we've budgeted for insurance for that. And that invoice, you should see that invoice in the next requisition. If you wouldn't mind just forwarding it to me just in case I don't have that listed already, I'd appreciate that. And then that way I can make sure it's on there.
Yeah, all I got was a summary statement, but it showed past due and I'm just making sure I didn't drop the ball or anything. So yeah, I'll send it to you right now.
Brandy, I'll have Brandy give the summary statement to you, David, and the backup invoice from the Utah Public Trust. For the board members, remember that the district has to maintain general liability policy every year, and this is the renewal and the insurance premium. Just as an FYI, Utah state statutes did change with respect to fidelity bonds for each individual board member. That has now been switched to crime insurance. And we're working with the Utah Trust to come up with their formula for charging the premiums for crime insurance. It's going to be based on the budget of the districts. And so I think we have a worksheet from them, and I'm going to make sure I send it not only to the board members, but also to David and Shelby, so you can see how we're coming up with the premium, or how they're coming up with the premium amounts. So that will be happening shortly. And do we have any other questions?
Not a question. I have another follow-up item if we're done with those questions.
Yes.
Just as a reminder, the continuing disclosure document, Chad Nelson had sent that out. If you guys could fill out the sections that he's requested, I believe it's section 1 and 2 for developer updates on the project.
I thought and we sent did that. Is that something we do every quarter, David, or is that, seems like it's more frequently?
Yeah, we do it once a quarter. And then there
we
are.
We just do that, Joe? We just send it out?
Did you just send it out?
I thought we did, yeah.
Okay, let me go through the email.
I don't know, time flies. We may have sent it last time, David, but yeah, we can get that done if it hasn't been done.
Okay, perfect.
He sent something on the 29th, but I thought we had just barely done it. So maybe, yeah.
There were no funds used out of the special assessment or the tax bonds, you know, in this quarter. So it's an easy reporting for us, but I thought we had just done it. So if we miss that, we can get it back over to you.
Okay, yeah, it would have been updates on any of the development, like progress.
Okay.
I mean, I could open up the document, look at it if you'd like. But
no, that's fine. It's the same as we've seen before, right?
Right.
Yeah, we'll get it done. Sorry about that.
No worries. Yeah, because we have Skyview that we need to update it on, I think, right? Because last time it said it was approved, but I think I'm looking where it was before, but the construction on phase 1 is done. So I guess we could update some stuff.
Okay, perfect. That will be great. That way we can get that updated.
Okay. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks,
well, if there are no further administrative non-action items, we can accept a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion we adjourn with haste.
We have a second.
I second.
Motion made by Joe Darter with a second by Vicki Kelsh. All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We stand adjourned. Wishing all of you a very great day. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.